بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم In hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported in Bukhari and Muslim Sharif سَبْعَةٌ يُذِلُّهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي ذِلِّهِ يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلُّهُ Seven people will gain shade under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. We should bear in mind that on the day of Qiyamah, the intensity of the heat will be so severe that it is mentioned in some riwayat, the perspiration, the sweat of a person will vary. For some, the perspiration will be to the height of his ankles, to some to the level of his knees, to some to the level of his waist. Some will be covered, or right, the sweat will be right till their shoulders, or some even right till their lips. It is mentioned in the hadith that the sun will be just one meal. One meal, ulama and muhaddiseen have mentioned, is that amount or that extent of a surma stick. In other words, the sun will be hovering above our heads and people will be drenched in their perspiration. So on that day, people will be looking for shelter, protection, shade. So in this hadith, seven persons are mentioned who will gain such shade by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allama Sakhawi rahmatullahi alayhi, Allama Suyuti rahmatullahi alayhi. They've mentioned many, many other persons also, which have been mentioned many other ahadith. It even amounts to over 70 people. But in this particular hadith, seven people have been mentioned. The first person is Imamun Adil, a just ruler. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تُؤَدُّوا الْأَمَانَاتِ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا وَإِذَا حَكَمْتُمْ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ أَن تَحْكُمُوا بِالْعَدْلِ When we have amanat of people, then we should give back them, give the amanat back to them. And when we decide and judge between two people, we should always judge with justice. So, we can understand the gravity and the importance of being a just ruler and to display justice at all times. Therefore, a just ruler, he gains a very, very high position on the day of Qiyamah, and he gains a share of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A just ruler has been mentioned in this hadith, the word imam has been mentioned. Imam we have just translated as a ruler, but it can apply to every person himself. The hadith is, kullukum ra'in, every person is a shepherd, and every person will be answerable on the day of Qiyamah with regards to his flock. Father will be asked regarding his family, an ustad regarding his pupils, a sheikh regarding his murids. So every person is an imam of himself. In fact, we are imam of our own bodies also. How we use our limbs, our tongues, our eyes, our bodies, our mind, our heart. But more so a person who is a ruler because he's got so many other people under his care. He has to make sure that he's not oppressive. He's not a tyrant. He is just, he is fair, he is equal, he shares the money or the baytul mal or the money that comes to him, he shares it equally amongst the people, he doesn't oppress them, he does not usurp their rights, their monies, their properties. And to become a ruler is not very, very easy. There are qualities that Shariat has mentioned for a person to become a ruler. Hazrat Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala once asked, Ya Rasulullah, ala tasta'amiluni? Why don't you make me a ruler, a governor of some little town? Make me an amil. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam struck his hand or placed his hand on the shoulder of Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala. Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala was a very, very great sahabi. We have heard previously also that once Jibril sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was being passed and he told Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is Abu Dharr. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, you know Abu Dharr? He said he's more famous in the skies than he's on the earth. And the reason for that was because of his humility, and he should recite قُلْ وَاللَّهُ أَحَدْ in abundance. Nevertheless, Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala is a very great sahabi. But Nabi Kareem tells him, إِنَّكَ ضَعِيف. You are weak. You don't have the quality of becoming a ruler. And this is an amanat. And on the day of Qiyamah, it will become a means of khizyun wa nadama, of disgrace and humiliation and regret. Except for that person who is just, he takes it correctly, and he fulfills and he discharges this amanat properly. So for such a person, then he gets a shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala is very, very occupied one day. And suddenly a person comes with some very lame, or very some petty work. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, Amirul Mu'mineen, he has got so much of work. So he takes his little whip, strikes him on the shoulder and tells him, don't you know, I have specific time for all this type of work, and now when I'm so busy, you come and disturb me. So the person turned around to go back. Immediately he realized his fault. Perhaps he was not wrong even, because he had allotted the time, and now he had some other work. But he takes his whip, goes behind this person, pleads and begs to him, please, whip me again, and meet this lash, and lash me also with this whip. So this person said, no, I have forgiven you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala began to reproach himself. And he addresses himself and says, oh Umar, you were low, feeble, weak. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you honor, respect, dignity. Now when a person comes with some so-called feeble or petty work, you chase him away in this manner? So this was the fear of Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and he knew the importance of being a just ruler. Same Umar radiallahu ta'ala is busy making his errands. Or at night he is checking, during the day he was checking the people of Medina. And he went to the outskirts of Medina when he sees some fire. He goes with his slave Aslam radiallahu ta'ala. And then he sees a woman with some little children around her, and she's got a pot. So he inquires, who are you and what's the problem? She says, these are my children, we are very, very hungry. So he asks, what's in the pot? She says, just water, just to soothe these children. Because we have got no food, I'm just making as though I'm cooking something, perhaps they will cry, and then they'll fall off to sleep. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala asks her, how come your condition is just like this? So she says, well, Amirul Mu'mineen, Umar, she did not know that this was Amirul Mu'mineen. And she says, Amirul Mu'mineen, he has not seen to our needs. And I leave Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to judge between Umar and myself on the day of Qiyamah. When Umar radiallahu ta'ala hears this, he goes to Baytul Mal immediately. Brings a sack of flour, some other food, and some money, some clothing. He tells Aslam radiallahu ta'ala, place this flour on my back. Aslam, his slave, says, oh Amir Mu'min, how can I do that? I'll carry it. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala says, oh Aslam, on the day of Qiyamah, are you prepared to carry my burden? How will I answer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I am a ruler, I am Amir Mu'mineen, I have to be kind and fair to every person. So the sack of flour is placed on the back of Umar radiallahu ta'ala, Amir Mu'mineen. And he goes out, gives his food to this family, and he waits there until the mother cooks the food. And the children are now happy and they're playing. Then he tells Aslam, I have stood here simply because the first time when I came, I saw these children crying. Now I just wanted to see them being happy. So this was the justice of Umar radiallahu ta'ala. We can go on mentioning many, many other incidents. But Imamun Adil is the first person who will be in the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second person is that youngster who spends his youth in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shabun nasha'a fi ibadatillahi azza wa jalla. Let us be the judge. Let us understand that is this person who cranes himself, this little youngster, who stands on his toes so that he may be selected to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is he not better than that person who just drops dead on the dancing floor in a rave club on a Saturday night and he falls down because he's so drugged and because he's got no fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Which one is better? Umair ibn Abi Waqas radiallahu ta'ala stood on his toes. He was a young boy, 14 years old. Rasulullah s.a.w. was sending those youngsters back because they were not of age to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he wanted to be selected. So he stands on his toes, making as though he was very, very tall and very, very big in age, so that Nabiya Kareem s.a.w. would select him. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala, 10 years old, he becomes the khadim of Rasulullah s.a.w. 10 years of his youth he spends in khidmat of Rasulullah s.a.w. And that youngster who is sitting in the room, and the princess, she has lost her way, and that entire night he spends, he's a student, he's got a candle in front of him, And every time he's attracted to go towards her, he places his finger into the fire, reminding himself of the fire of Jahannam. So that youngster who spends his youth in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also get shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us understand, we find our youngsters, especially today, the cell phone, respected brothers and elders and sisters who are listening at home, it is really ruining our lives. The type of messages that they get and they send, absolutely filthy. With the same cell phones we come to the masjid, with the same cell phones we read Quran Sharif. It is really ruining our lives. We are responsible to nurture our youngsters properly. Then they will become an asset for us. And I always say, not an acid that will burn our lives. Which parent likes to see his son in drugs, or just wasting his life in filth, in dining and whining with women all the time? Won't that person be happy on the day of Qiyamah, or in the qabr, that parent, when he sees Namai Amal coming to him, when he sees such good deeds, Hasanat coming to him? Why? Because his son sent Isal al-Sawab for him. It is mentioned in the hadith, when a person passes away, all his Amal stop. Except three things. And one of the three things that mentioned, وَلَدٍ صَالِحٍ يَدْعُ لَهُ, that a pious child who makes dua for his deceased parent. A little incident, we terminate. There was a woman who had passed on, and every day in the qabr, she would get a silver tray full of nakis. And everybody would watch her. That this woman, every day she's getting nakis. So a person had seen this in a dream. Person had seen, a very pious person, that people in the qabr, and this one particular woman, she's getting a silver tray, a lot of nakis every day. After some time, he sees that this has stopped also. So he inquires, what has happened? So the first time when he had seen this woman getting this nakis on the silver tray, he inquired and he was told that a certain person in the marketplace, this is her son, and he's a hafiz of the Quran, he recites Quran, he sends his sawab to his mother. So he goes, he meets this person. And after a few days, when he sees the dream again, that his mother also now, her nakis have stopped, or the silver tree no longer comes to her. When he inquires, he goes, see, when he goes to that shop, he finds that that person also passed away, that youngster. So as long as the youngster was, the child was alive, he would send sawab for his mother. So we should be honored if we have children who hufaz, ulama, or pious children who spend their path, or their lives and the youth, in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they go out in jamaat, or they sit by a great pious person, or they spend their time in the madrasa. Inshallah, we'll continue this hadith.